I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted on Wednesday his army could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kishner reports.
Putin also used Wednesday's televised event to warn the West that Russia would defend itself with all means at its disposal. The risk of nuclear war is growing, Putin said, adding that Russia saw its arsenal as a means to retaliate, not to strike first.
We haven't gone mad. We understand what nuclear weapons are.
Putin has rarely discussed the longevity of the war, although he boasted in July that Russia was just getting started. For Ukrainians, after nearly 10 months of war, fears are mounting as winter sets in and airstrikes escalate.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. Days after protesters took to the streets of China over Beijing's strict zero COVID policy, experts say the government may face bigger COVID-19 containment challenges than those that came with 3 years of locking down entire cities. On Wednesday, China's State Health Administration reported a surge in reported cases just one day after the central government issued 10 new measures loosening almost every zero COVID control. The widening new measures permit people with mild to no symptoms and their close contacts to isolate at home instead of being forcibly shipped to government quarantine facilities. The increased caseload reported Wednesday reflects the effectiveness of the zero COVID policy, even as it angered many residents. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also,